Welcome to Cosmic Voice on this Faithful Sunday update. Hi all, and welcome to Cosmic Voice on this Sunday afternoon for those on the North American continent, and welcome at Sunday evening for those in Europe. Right, we have Drake's Vital Weekend Update. We have a few things we're going to be covering later in the show, and some answers for you, which will hopefully appease some of you. That'll be coming up in the second hour. And I'm now going to introduce you to Drake. Hi, Drake.
How are you? Huh?
How's things?
Well, things be just fine. I've been sitting and cogitating about a lot of things, been getting some intel over the last few days, since our last show, as a matter of fact, and the intelligence is interesting. I've noticed that the certain parts of the mainstream media sort of have a tendency to follow along with some of the output by the cabal in terms of false information. The secrets of weather, how things happen, like thunder snow and snow tornadoes, and then we decided to get into the area of physics and totally discount what's already been proven in terms of the spiral over the Norwegian area. I thought that was interesting, that the Weather Channel must be putting out cabal information. I thought that was very interesting when they know for a fact by the release from the National Science Foundation that there was to be energy experiments on a high-level basis, and exactly where we saw this spiral. It has squat to do with the weather, ladies and gentlemen, whether the Weather Channel says so or not. Then we got all this other fun and games going on. Watch the History Channel. They do have some interesting stuff about Bill West, our history. And one of the statements I got a real issue with in terms of the History Channel and even its existence is the fact that they stated that there was a release, first time attack by a weapon that we're taking issue with in Syria. Chemical weapons are one thing. They've been used since forever. Started out with filling airbursts, and you've seen that. It's called fireworks, with pepper. Now, anybody who's ever got hot sauce on themselves and forgot to wipe it off knows that it raises blisters and causes problems. Poison ivy does the same thing, and that was one of the chemical weapons used. These are chemical weapons. Then we have the audacity of the History Channel saying that chemical weapons and biological weapons hadn't been used. Now, they're supposed to do their homework, and it looked to me like somebody missed the boat, especially seeing as how this has been going on for thousands of years. Hello, History Channel. You got a thing called the internet. You might want to just jump on there and see who did what to who when. The greatest biological weapon use that I know of occurred right here in good old U.S. of A. We decided that white man owned everything, period. And we could do what we wanted to with anybody else that got in the way. Due to the superiority in terms of weaponry and machines, and the fact that there was quite a few of us, white man decided they were going to take over, period. Don't let the Indians get in the way. And so what if we take a few prisoners and put them in a situation where we know they won't survive? That's known as the slavery trips to Africa, dropping people off on nice little islands. Whether we knew 90% would not survive, not for a fact. That's why we dropped him off. We didn't get off the boat. Well, we didn't. Homie, don't play the dumb stuff. We decided to just sail on. There you go. Now, if you don't have a certain amount of production, and this goes to sugar, if you don't have a certain amount of production of sugar cane, we'll come back. And if you ain't got your production up, we'll cheer y'all anyway. Now, you talk about a lose-lose situation. It don't get much funkier than that. Then we got all these things that have been happening recently. And yeah, this is all going to tie together. You got this question, ancient alien question. That's number one. And then all of a sudden you got these governments saying, yep, they're there. Don't know who they are. They won't talk to us. Don't seem to like us much, but they're there. We have found that much out. We've been following around trying to play tag. And to be quite honest, our technology can't even catch up with them, let alone get to play tag. Then you've got technologies. And the book that was referenced on the History Channel is Tech of the Gods, the Technology of the Gods. Well, how superior is something that can go clear across a galaxy? Now, I want you to think about this now. E.T. is not stupid. If you looked at our world and saw all the fun and games going on, would you want to visit? It don't matter how cute and cool the beaches are and nice the babes in the skimpy outfits be, there's limitations. As I said, E.T.'s not stupid. They don't want to get it on them because it might be contagious. Tech of the gods. Well, they got the technologies that apparently are rather advanced in comparison to our own. We're sort of in the Stone Age. Now, this also leads to another one, another publication, Knowledge Apocalypse. Now, everybody knows what the God-level, biblical-type apocalyptic events are supposed to be. World coming to an end, and whoopee, we're all going to die. not likely, first of all, but E.T. won't allow that. Number three, and this is the third, Knowledge Apocalypse. What is a knowledge apocalypse? And that means that knowledge, no matter its validity, no matter its proofs, is denigrated, destroyed, discounted, turned into tinfoil hat fun and games. They're crazy, man. Can't you hear what they're saying? Uh-huh. All right. And this brings us to the final part of this section. Legendary Times magazine was quoted several times. What if? Is it possible? Asking questions, at least. Not making suppositions and not saying, oh, I'm prejudiced. But funny-looking E.T. comes down. Yeah, I'm going to get that shotgun out and see how he do. Well, no, that ain't the way you introduce yourself to people that you might meet on the street. So it is a no-no. That is not the idea. These entities, these people, and the first introductions will be with people that look like people, even though they are E.T.s. This will help with the fear factor. You get to know them, and hey, I want to introduce you to some friends, but they're really funny looking, and we was kind of scared you'd go off the wall, fall off the reservation and start shooting at them because they're so strange. Now, if you can avoid that, I'll keep, they've agreed to stay at a distance and say hey from over on the other side of the fence, as long as you don't be stupid and go shooting or, you know, acting crazy about it. And yes, they are very different physically from us. And yet, you can have a conversation. Now, that is pretty much part of this. Here's the second part, Knowledge Apocalypse. A destructive event or a negation of things that have happened. In other words, the tarnishing, changing, or mutation of the truth into a political agenda. This is where part of this goes. we've got a severe and extreme problem with classification. Ooh, you leak a classified document, you get 100 years in jail. No. Uh-uh. According to what has been already stipulated, classification of confidential means everybody knows about it in intimate detail. It's just not open for advertising. In other words, you don't have to include E.T. with Mickey D's. They don't want it generally put out there. But there's no legal basis for an objection to it, period. Yeah, that's right. End of story. It's done. And yet, you have a great deal of technological advancements made by our ancient ancestors that whisper through the mists of time by stone carvings, by edifices known as pyramids, by the layout of Machu Picchu, which correlates, by the way, to the human brain, and also a particle accelerator, which should give you some ideas as to what you can do with your mind. Ooh. And yeah, I've mentioned mind over matter before on different shows. And get back to reality here. Knowledge. They don't want you to know what's going on because they do not want an informed public. They do not want an informed public because most of the public would object to the horse hockey that they're playing with. Who wants World War III? Do I hear any boats? Think about that one. The ideology that they could foment, World War III. And I'm talking about a total, all-out, worldwide nuclear war. By use of Syria, I think that's not only over the top, but pretty risque. What do I mean by risque? That's pushing the envelope of social acceptability, no matter what it is that you're talking about. In this particular instance, Syria. You've got an internal disagreement between those who, and this is in the beginning now, not presently, who would have freedom and those who would suppress that freedom. The taking of the human right to life, among other things, puts this into its own category. You remember Agenda 21, elimination of the population so that we have a sustainable amount of people and we don't overload Mother Nature or the planet. Useless eaters, anybody that's too old to be productive, anybody who is too infirm in whatever manner, also get to go. Anybody who cannot be productive to the extent that they do not need public assistance also goes. Yeah, you need to read this thing. This thing's insidiously nasty. And why do I say insidiously nasty? Well, now, how many people got a job right now? And how many jobs are worth having? They're taking the good jobs and done away with them. Where'd they go? Well, they're getting $1.98 an hour in foreign countries to do the same job that was paying $18 to $25 here. Well, there goes the middle class over to some foreign country, hidden away in the jungle someplace, and out pops a Chevy plant. Yeah, Chevrolet, Chrysler. Find a car that's made here. I mean right here on our soil. You'll find its costs, and this is the fun part. There's about a dollar difference in terms of the pay between Japanese auto manufacturers and ours. There is about a $200 difference in the relative cost involved in producing an automobile. And I'm just using this for an example. So where do we get off taking our jobs and putting them elsewhere? Well, somebody decided that it was okay to do so. Who would have that been? That would have been our supposed representatives. We don't seem to be able to represent the people worth squat. How does this come about? They get it in their own mind, their own self-importance, and their own probability of success, no matter what the cost. Right? Remember that. And they do it anyway. Look at the voting on things that have not been read. Homeland Security Act, Obamacare. There's a bunch of them. NDAA was discussed, but not well advertised. And now we find that we're giving away even more rights. Wasn't bad enough that 9/11 was perpetrated by our own government and others who were interested in becoming the oligarchs and the rulers of our planet in such manner that they couldn't foster the war they wanted, all-out war. It was a, what they was after, and everybody would get up in arms and show up at the recruiting station with a shotgun, and I'm ready to go. Where are they at? That didn't happen. We sprouted flags all over the place saying, I'm an American, come shoot at me. I got a gun, come on with it. And that was not what they were after. Well, if we can't do it one way, let's do it another. I'm going to give you a little example of that. Remember that thing about slavery? We did away with slavery. So when they decided, they said, sure, no problem. And then you turn around and enslaved all of us. Yeah, you think about what they've done. Think about the power that they wield. Think about them being able to take whatever they want as an asset against a debt that may or may not be valid. Ooh, think about it. Where is it somebody gets the right to take property that didn't belong to them in the first place and that they have no legal rights to? Where'd that happen? Uh-huh. Ever hear of foreclosure? Cool. So we've got a serious problem with honor. The Marines have a statement that I agree with, death before dishonor. What is honor? Honor is following a code of activity that does not allow for anything less than an honorable action by those involved. It used to be given quarter. In other words, you beat somebody in a sword fight, they were done, they were on the ground, you could poke them full of holes if you wanted to, and they would ask for quarter. It was up to the individual. That's first. And what the person on the ground had done to elicit the sword fight. What had they done? Many of them died simply because of the acts that they had perpetrated against women and children. And I'm not going to disagree with it. At the time, it probably was the correct thing to do. Today, we got things like Benghazi and a few other little minor things. You know, these so-called made-up scandals, they don't exist. That's BS. Yeah, right. Knowledge, and people have been searching now. They started looking. They, you, everybody started looking. I want the validity. I want you to show me. I want you to prove it. Okay? That goes to this serial problem. We have a country who is at odds with itself. It started out as a civil war. It has since metamorphed or changed. It's like a butterfly comes out of a caterpillar. Into political agendas all over the place. There's some 20 groups, 25, 30, maybe more, involved for their own political agenda. You got the Muslim activists, and I do not mean to lump every Muslim into this. Most people I know of simply want to abide by what they're told to do in terms of a peaceful, honorable life. That's pretty good description of most everybody, but especially applicable to those who believe that honor goes to whether or not they draw breath. Yeah, that's right. If you cannot uphold the fact of a manner of life which is honorable, you're to end your life. That's how strong that belief is to those who really understand it and believe it fully. This is true of the originals, and I'm talking about Indians in general all over the planet. I'm talking about the original races here. Most of them held that sort of level of belief of honorability. You didn't cheat people. You didn't screw people over when you could. You give them a little slack and see whether or not they could pull themselves up. If not, maybe you could take them from the place that they were at and move them into something that was less expensive that they could afford or whatever the problem might be. You took care of people. Yeah, that's right. You've heard the blood is thicker than water and all that. And I know everybody's really chomping at the bit. Ooh, I want that inside intel. I want this. I want that. I want to know what's going on. Well, I would suggest that you pay attention to the posts from Neil Keenan. Because that's critical. And some of the posts recently have stated that things decided to get out of hand. Well, Neil's known for grabbing people by the throat who don't want to act right, as I am. I do a little different type of a grab. I give them enough rope to make a noose to hang themselves by. Neil actually grabs them by the throat and squeezes, you know. It's kind of one of those physical questions. What part of no don't you understand? Or do I squeeze hard enough to pop that zit that you call a head? And some of the thinking is exactly what you find in the zit when you squeeze it hard enough. It's full of pus. What's that pus? Okay, that is the absolute belief. And this is the belief. The oligarchs have been contacted. And none of them believe any of this. None of the stuff that I talk about, none of the things that have happened are real. It didn't happen. It don't exist. We're immune to that. We're above that. Oh, really? Yeah. When the financial leverage and financial capabilities are not only shut down and cut off, but ordered to be returned, that's when you're going to see some people who normally would have a nice suntan turn the whitest shade of pale you ever saw in your whole life. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. They got me by my whatevers. Now what do I do? Many of these people have seen the handwriting on the wall, but don't have the sensibility in terms of understanding, nor the knowledge to understand that there's no place to hide. And they've gone off into the woods, and they're making these little survival communities all over the place, and digging that big, deep, expensive backyard bunker and all this happy stuff. Hey, you've seen this on TV, I'm sure. If you ain't, there is some TV that's entertaining, and you should watch it just for the entertainment value. So here we go. Knowledge apocalypse. And I want you to know what's going on, because an educated population has a tendency to be able to understand what these turkeys been doing to you for several thousand years. The enslavement, the incursion into the sovereign territory, this thing's been going on since forever. Why? Well, you're going to become a part of our empire. Whether you like it or not, you're getting plugged in. As the board say, it's futile to resist. That's what the oligarchs really honestly, seriously believe. How do I know? There are certain people that I'm in contact with, and I have been on a fairly regular basis, who have contacted these turkeys and said, surrender. And they laughed. Surrender to what? There ain't nothing there. Nobody home. Don't bother me anymore. None of that stuff is real. Well, the reality is that a lot of the BS, bumps in the road, capability to derail or change the venue of legal parameters, and all this other happy stuff is beginning to be put to the wayside. Neil Kenyon's principle in this, and it's getting to a point where we're at the edge. Now, there are some things that have to be worked out yet. It ain't totally done. If it was done, I'd be issuing all kinds of alerts and, hey, and here you go, and I told you it's going to happen, and off and down the road we run. Freedom. Yeah. Honest to goodness, freedom. In other words, you do not have to put up with the ring around the rosy horse hockey. Everybody's lying to you about, let's pick Syria. Let's pick a hot topic. Use of chemical weapons. Use of biological weapons. Who did that? Well, they only mentioned it basically once, and it was very accurate. I was surprised at the accuracy. Accuracy is very simple. A rogue militia-type organization that was made up in part of regular militia, government people, and technicians who had access and knowledge as to use were the ones who did this. Now we come to the other part. Who gave the order to do so? Would you believe that the cabal did it? Would you believe that they might be behind such a nice little cutesy thing as this? You might want to consider that very, very seriously, very realistically. It's just like the facts that the closing statement of the official report on 9/11 states that none of the things that were that happened, that took place, could have happened without inside assistance. Ouch. How far does that reach? Who does that reach to? And yeah, I've been involved in it. I got involved in a whole bunch of things. And yet I had not found anything to compare with giving people the knowledge that there is an out. And it isn't something that's going to be a nanny deal or somebody comes in and takes care of you, you know, wipes and powders your butt and all that. That ain't the way this works. It is a set of actions. And that set of actions is put together in such a manner that in the end result, things come up to we, the people. No, Congress, unless you follow the edict of the people, you are not being representative. Bear that in mind, because there's legal issues involved in that that you probably wouldn't like. These things called treason. Ooh, ouch. Removal from office instantaneously. And I'm not talking about having to wait six years to get some kind of court ruling. I'm talking about now. Anybody who does not follow the rule of the people, because they are our employees, are subject to that sort of legal action. Whoops. Okay, Mr. Obama, and I ain't saying president because I don't think you deserve that office or ever really got there cleanly. Mr. Obama, you do not have the right on a legal basis to go in on your own accord of your own decision alone. Period. You do not have that. I don't care about your War Powers Act. Take that and stick it. If we do not meet the legal parameters of an attenuated threat to the American people and our country, you may not take such actions. I hope you get that straight. Somebody probably advised you, because all of a sudden, instead of wanting to go in there and stomp the whatever out of somebody, you backed up. Somebody told you, watch it. Well, watch what? I'm going to say this again very clearly. Anybody who takes an adverse action to the Constitution and is in any public office, to include dog catcher up, can be held and removed from office over charges of treason. Be very careful. The military don't like the idea. It's stupid, as it has been stated. People have been noted on some of these different outings and occasions on various news channels, not just one, but various, that people were uncomfortable even being questioned about it. The Joint Chiefs don't like it because it's stupid. We do not have an intrinsic and actionable interest. Yes, the red line was crossed. Oh, and yeah, Mr. Obama, irrespective as to what else you might want to try to excuse away, you did say it. It come out of your lips, from your brain, your tongue. You stated it's a red line that cannot be crossed. However, and there's a problem with this, European Union people agree something needs to be done. Varying countries agree something needs to be done. What that action is and whether or not it's a warranted action is the question. You have to meet the requirements before you can take said action. Period. And you have been warned, as have been others warned, that you will have impeachment. You will have, and this is the other part of the impeachment, you are apt to have treason charges leveled against you, which will remove you from office. Now, you think about that. Talk about making a gaping hole in things. Consult. I asked last week, who agrees, who disagrees? What is the reality? Do you go into a place just because they did something that was absolutely wrong and take military action against them without warrants, due cause, due process? Ooh, come on now. A bunch of things get violated here. That's like the warrantless search, the breaking into the front door. Anybody does that without stated in writing probable cause, affidavit, supporting a warrant because of the evidence presented is in violation of the Fourth Amendment. Ooh. And person inside that residence get the right to blow you right back out the door. You come in with your weapons out. They do have that right. I don't like that in some cases. If the individual is a crook in terms of something they have been doing on a regular basis, either a RICO violation of criminal enterprise, such as dope dealing or whatever. Other than that, and you still got to have that probable cause affidavit. You still have to show reasonable proof and then have a warrant, or you're not allowed to. It goes to sovereignty of the individual. And yeah, crooks do have certain rights. And if law enforcement played things correctly, and I definitely suggest each and every last one of them take a special interest and take special note that you can do things in a certain manner that would stop 99% of the bloodshed and fun and games. You don't have to go in guns blazing and shoot the guy. You can just offer him. You got a choice. Either we come in and get you, or you can give it up and we won't shoot you. Now, you think about that, and if you look outside and all you can see is eyeballs up underneath a little blue uniform and a gun barrel, it might be a good idea to consider that option. Who wants to get shot? Nobody. I never met anybody wanting to get shot unless they were trying to get out of combat in Vietnam or somewhere. My gun went off and blew my big toe off. I got to go home. You got sent home, all right. Knowledge. Why is Sirius so important? It's got oil. That's one. It's got some precious metals. And no, I ain't going to tell you which ones. That should be obvious from the mining interests. You can look on the internet and find a pretty good list as to which precious metals are there and why it's so important. China has sort of garnered a market in some precious metals, and yet there's large deposits in the Syrian area. Why do you think we're so interested? Well, who's got the money? Could that be, or might that not be, something called big oil? How about the people making those rechargeable batteries? Those lithiums, those thises, those thats, the things in the laptop computers and your cell phones. How valuable is that? What price per pound do they get? Okay, knowledge apocalypse, the destruction or hiding the knowledge in such manner that nobody can access it. And a lot of that went along with the ET. Now all of a sudden you got ETs coming out and it's official government people saying so. Yeah, we've known they exist. We tried to talk to them and they refused to talk to us. Imagine that. Some of the attitudes I've seen in terms of that sort of thing are just unbelievable. You're going to tell somebody that has the capability to travel intergalactically that we're in charge? Come on. We can't even get off this planet real good yet. So where does that leave us? Well, we got one, and only one, global science. And it is not really a science. It's more of a social convenience. We call it the internet. That's the only thing that we've got. And you look at this and look very closely. What does that do for anything? Well, it allows information to go around pretty good. Everybody's found that they can find information about what's really going on. And yet you got two major powers playing games in the Mediterranean, Russia and the United States. And you got these peripherals. Those are saying, yeah, bomb them, bomb them, bomb bomb them back into the Stone Age.
Yeah, go. Well,
who's that that's hollering at? Is it? What could it be? And here we go. Racist politicians with a racist agenda? Well, Israel says that all Palestinians make good target practice. That's real cool, Israel. Islam hates Israel. Well, let's see here. How many years have we been running killer squads? And I don't mean just Israel, us too. All over the place? You wonder why we've got an attitude problem in the world? This is getting convoluted a little bit, but where does this lead us? Back to the knowledge base. Who all wants to play? How do they want to play? To what extent do they want to go? It isn't the movie Lawless is about a bunch of moonshiners. And there's a statement in that movie. Violence is there. Everybody knows this. Anybody can go get a hold of a gun someplace and use it. Anybody can pull the trigger. Takes some guts to do that the first time, but after you do it a few times, it gets easier because you know what you're shooting at. Lawless made a statement. It does not matter the level of violence, the size of the individual, or his armament. It depends on the extent to which he is willing to go, he, she, or it. The idea here is that if we take violence and show that we're willing to take it to any degree we feel that we want to, not that it's needed, not that it's called for, not that it's warranted, but that we are simply willing to go whatever length it takes, then we are to be watched. We are to be feared. The United States reputation has changed. We used to be sort of a big brother. We'd come in and help. And this is, I have seen stacks of arms and people digging, pulling people out of rubble, people helping. And this is our military. Soldiers, sailors, Marines, Air Force, all nine yards, everybody. To a common goal that's the common good of people in need. We used to do this. We used to offer true foreign aid, not the BS that is being put out now. Yeah, that's right. We used to be the good guy, big brother. We were willing to help. We had the strength and capability to do so, and we're friendly about it. What can I do to help you? You need drink water? Here you go. Now it has become ridiculous. Send tractors to a country that's hilly so that they can put together fields when there's no flat land. Give me a break. And we call that foreign aid. We send foreign aid to many countries. And I'm going to bring Egypt into this for one simple fact. So far, nobody has been able to understand exactly what was going on there. Nobody has gotten the question, let alone the call, or any of the reasons correct to date. You got a lot of this and that. You got a lot of intelligence saying one thing and another. You got some serious problems in Egypt. I'll definitely and fully and absolutely agree with that. However, what that is a horse and pony show. it makes little hairs on my neck stand up when I think about the lengths to which somebody will go to put out an idea and get a message across, irrespective as to the amount of life sacrificed in that process for whatever excuse might come up. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Egypt, in a lot of ways, is similar to the United States. It's one of our allies. We've been friends with Egypt for a long time. There was a group that got in to a position of control at one point and caused some serious problems. Gas shortages and things of that nature happened. It was only that specific small group, and it didn't last very long. So we really cranked the pressure up and said, what in the hell do you think you're doing? And at that point, these guys lost their power, and things started returning to normal real quick. Egypt is an example of what is expected to happen here in the United States if we offer freedom in the manner in which I understand the plan offers it, where the military makes us sweep. Sound familiar? Where we have crooks removed from office, irrespective as to the office they hold. Well, now, how far off base is this? Take a look at Egypt. It's so full of it that it's unbelievable. It is so ridiculous that it's beyond my capability to find a reason in it. Simply because they want to put something out in the news that shows that we can't do what is coming, and it's coming, whether they like it or not. Irrespective is their fun and games. I mean, they're using Egypt as an advertising tool. Now, you think about that. The lives lost, the animosities built. there is no length that the cabal, the oligarchs, those who think they are going to be in charge, are not willing to go to get what they want. We are nothing more than what was shown in the Terminator, where you got all them skulls and the track of the bad machine is rolling over the top of the skulls. No difference. You will not find excuses that fit. The reason you won't is you got too many little, yeah, that's sort of correct. Well, that's kind of right, too. And there's a whole bunch of them. It should never be fragmented like that if what you're seeing is truth. The truth will not be fragmented. It will be very simple, to the point, and it will not offer anything over another. It'll all be consistent. It'll congeal. It will be shown as a general, generally obvious action and reaction. It will not be something as fragmented as what you're seeing in Egypt. Unless it ain't true, unless the premise of it is incorrect. The military did the right thing all the way down the line. The government offered these people to participate, and they said, no, we ain't going to play because you took our good guy out of there. The good guy that's speaking of the ex-president who decided that taking people's rights away was the thing to do, to subjugate them to a singular belief system, whether they liked it or not, no freedom of religion or belief. And if you didn't like it, we're going to blow you up, burn you down, shoot you, or whatever. Okay? That problem was removed. The Muslim Brotherhood decided, well, we're going to be da-da-da-da-da. And the military said, no, you ain't. Cut the BS. You want a peaceful demonstration? Fine, go for it. But these peaceful demonstrations with agents running around with AK-47s trying to get the military to open fire on the general populace ain't a peaceful demonstration. The overturning and burning of cars, the attacks on different belief systems and the buildings and whatever that they're housed in, that ain't peaceful. Forget you. Show me where Allah says, because he don't. Ooh, yeah, let's play with the Quran. Let's play with the honest-to-goodness core belief system. The core belief system is, so what? See how well they survive on their own, meaning that you don't have business with them. You do not have normal social interludes. In other words, you don't sit at the same table at the local coffee shop, and you don't trade with them, you try not to offer support so that they go away. That's what it says. Ooh, yeah. We're gonna rip some scabs off here. Knowledge apocalypse. Okay. The apocalyptic effects that what I just stated should bring should give each and every last person who's protesting this an opportunity to stand up and say, I heard it. I know it's, I can see now. Yeah, your eyes get open, your ears perk up, your mind becomes unclouded, and you can think clearly when the truth starts seeping into the corners and the cracks and crevices, and you find it, hey, I'm a sovereign individual. I can think for myself. Now to suit our great computer, your magnetic ape. And no. I'm more than that. At least I think I must be. And then the voice comes on and says, there you go, man. Keep as cool as you can. Face miles and piles of trials that bothers them because you perceive the web they were, and keep on thinking, three? Woo. How do you think three? You understand what is going on. You need the intelligence to back it up, which I have done over the past few days because I thought there was a lot of BS going on, too much fun and games. You make a stand, you jump out front, and then you stand there. You don't continue. Well, there's something funny when that happens each and every time. Don't matter who, doesn't matter what. All of a sudden, we got warships in the med. Why? Ooh, we got to get within range of Syria if you're going to blow them up, if you're going to shoot aircraft off of aircraft carriers and go bomb somebody, you got to be within range. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, the Russian fleet shows up. This is our ally, and you ain't got proof, and that ain't cool, and you're not supposed to do this, and you know it. That was a reminder, an official reminder. There have been a lot of emotional outpourings dealing with this situation. Putin's correct. He says, you're going to have to provide proof, and you get to wait until there is a consensus of that proof. And he's correct. We do have to wait. Why? It is not a direct attack upon us. It is not a direct attack upon our specific and direct interests. Syria was an agreeable anomaly in terms of us putting up with its existence. Its ally is Russia, not us. We are not their ally. So, and you got this, I'm going to say, minor dictatorial person and structure in place that keeps us from getting our hands in the till. So, if we get them out of there, we make a lot more money because we can then take over, supposedly. Just like we did in Iraq, just like we tried to do in Afghanistan. You have way too many valid questions for any kind of official comment. No matter what Mr. Obama says, we are not in a position to go in there, hands down, do what we feel like we want to do to a sovereign country. It does not add up. We do not have the legal right, and neither does the president. Why do you think he all of a sudden says, yeah, maybe we ought to listen to Congress? Yeah, well, we'll see who can make that declaration and decision. And no, these fun and games that have been going on in terms of, ooh, we're having a security meeting and nobody else is allowed in. That's nice. Here we go with more secretive BS. We got valid intelligence that says such and such. Really? You know what? I question it. I question its source. I question whether or not a lot of this stuff was not made up. Yeah, that's right. Made up. Why? Well, facts, figures, and things like that are stretched, changed, moved around, reworded to suit a political agenda. What is the political agenda? They need. They're on their last legs, and they need this badly. They've got to have something that reduces the population so that we are dependent upon the organization known as government. That's why they want to start World War III. They want to make this spread to other countries. Well, I would suggest that there are several problems involved. Now, they tried to take Egypt out of the equation, quite simply. Cause enough internal problems and the military would be too busy with that in order to address national sovereignty where somebody decides to bring tanks across your border. Ooh, yeah, think about this. Uh-huh, balance of powers and all that sort of happy stuff, the domino theorems. So what you're getting into is a big mess. What you're getting into is something that don't exist. I was in a war called Vietnam, 1967-68. Not a pretty place to be. And the when the paperwork came out on that, I about had a baby. I couldn't sleep for several days. When I found out that Vietnam, the only reason for it, was to see whether or not somebody could have a war without declaring one. Ladies and gentlemen, the social and political and military experimentation with at the cost of lives has got to quit. I would suggest Syria is a big no. And I will further ask the simple question, what part of no don't you understand? And with that time, maybe we might want to go to some music. What do you think?
Yes, that's fine. We've got a couple of songs. It's going to last about 8 minutes. And we'll be back for the second hour. Hi all, and welcome back to the second hour of Drake's Vital Sunday Update. Before we head into questions, I've got a statement to read out from Sunfire. Some of you may have already seen this, but those who haven't, the statement is as follows. People have repeatedly been asking us to identify just what Comet Iton is, and we have already addressed this more than once, but it seems some people didn't like our initial explanations. It has been identified as a reptilian Draco mothership. The two cigar ships, plus multiple others not seen on the video ships are escorting it, are reptilian stroke Draco. This is something to keep in mind, is that the only ones that ever use cigar-shaped craft are those that are members of the negative, regressive-oriented Orion Empire. This includes the following: Draco, Hydra, Greys, Tall Blondes that are from the Rigelian system, Sirius B system, Negative Blues from Arcturus, and the Cabal use these as well, including those of Orion's Empire's Galactic Federation of Light, which is a reptilian invasion front. No members of the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Federation of Planets have cigar-shaped craft. The whole idea of having different shaped craft per race or even per organization is much like has been displayed even in the shows like Star Trek The Next Generation. It makes it easier for each of the various races, groups or organizations to visually as well as via sensors to identify known enemies and allies. Understand this information was obtained via sending some of our own ships out to investigate and long-range sensor data as well, and is not in any way based on any Terran video footage or NASA footage or fake videos put up by someone trying to spread fear. I would like to reiterate at this point that the reptilian mothership travelling at sub-light speeds and its escort fleet are not Galactic Federation of Planets or the Galactic Federation forces or ships. Closest we can identify is that it's either Orion Empire or the Galactic Federation of Light stroke lizard forces. I will also reiterate that we will not permit it to come anywhere near airspace or pose any threat in any way to the people of Terra or the planet itself. I hope this answers any further questions you have, and we will not be commenting on this any further. Thank you. I would like to add a couple of further points to that. You know, we've been a lot more upfront with information, detailed information, than the previous group we were involved with. I put out messages during the week to keep people more updated. I'm hoping that helps people. What I don't want it to be is a forum for people to slander and cause mischief and mayhem. It's not helpful. If you don't agree with it, just don't agree with it. Well, don't steer other people away from the truth. You all have to decide which is your truth. Tanath, Sunfire and Drake have all stated repeatedly, don't follow us. We're here to give you the message and truth as we understand it. If you agree with it, that's fine. If you don't, that is also fine. But people trying to drive wedges and have agenda-driven questions and refusing to accept any single answer is not helpful to anybody. I would also like to add at this point, Tolek the girls and Drake think a lot of the person known as Tolek. We've explained previous what has happened with Tolek. Now, I've just had this confirmed that Tolek has removed information concerning the brown dwarf and the single planet, which he predicted would come into our solar system, but it didn't. As Drake pointed out, it won't. Also, Tenathan Sunfire said it won't. Tolek originally claimed the reptilian mothership and the two cigar ships of Eisen were Galactic Federation and Galactic Federation of Planets. Has now changed this for a third time at least to claiming it to be an Andromeda Council biosphere escorted by two Procyon ships. Kyla is a member of the Procyon intelligence and has clearly stated they are definitely not Procyon, and he even confirms them to be reptilian cigar-shaped craft. Basically, Eisen is a hollowed-out asteroid that resembles the same as Phobos on Mars and Ceres as well in the Mars system, and also our own moon, all of which were old reptilian asteroid motherships that are no longer valid or operational. I apologize for the people who like the Sunday show to be more ground-based. And we have a Wednesday show for this material. As I, we are sorry we had to do this, but there's been that much confusion and people being upset regarding this information. I feel and we felt that we had to put out another statement to hopefully appease people and give people a better understanding what is going on. So apologies for that. And with that, I'm going to hand you back to Drake.
Nice. a lot of people follow numerology, and there are some simplistics in numerology. One of those is called critical cross points. This is where you arrive at the same number from different ways or means with using different numbers. One of the most simplistic of ways to understand, especially in today's time, what is transpiring, is to understand dates. Today's date is important. The first thing that is considered in a date is not the year. I want that understood. You need to really grasp this. The first date, the first designation, is the month. What it is, what it means. That's September, obviously, number 9. It designates the position within a year as to where things are. By things, I mean events, etc. The secondary part of that is the day or day's date. In this case, it's 8. When you add those two numbers, you come up with a number 17. The number 17 is known as Carpenter's Pi when used correctly. For a rafter end cut, you can use that in lieu of a guessed at angle and come within half a degree or closer to an absolute plumb. Nobody, and this is me, this is one of those little mathematical anomalies, understands why it works. It just does. Kind of a magical number, if you will. Today's date being 9/8 makes 17. The year being 13, when added to the 17, becomes 30. In what's called columnar mathematics, which is a combination of several physical aspects of numbers specific digits with specific meanings and given limits or limitations similar to quantum mechanics, and adding the idea of duration of whatever is transpiring, you end up with certain critical points. Today's date, simply, is a critical mass point. When you add today's date, as I stipulated, 9 and 8, 17, add 13 to that, you get 30. People do not understand that trinary goes to Trinity and all of the other threes that are used. It does so for a simple reason. In sacred geometry, 3 is the number of a triangle. 3 line segments of equal length and equal angle in relation to each other form a perfect pyramid. A 3 is a perfect pyramidic number. However, a triangle is only a symbol of a two-dimensional object. In reality, you have to have 3 dimensions. So, in order to make a two-dimensional triangle into a three-dimensional object, you have to use another triangle. They would share a center line, meaning there'd be 2 lines come together. Each triangle would be leaned at exactly the same angle. What happens when you do that is that on the far side, where you have only 2 triangles leaned together, on the far side, there is the essence of the third triangle. A third triangle connotes perfection, as does the number 3. I'm going to explain this a little bit, and this is going to get into some of the base numbers that people need to think about and know, because they will have an impact. The 3 triangles then become what's known as the shape of a tetrahedron. A tetrahedron has a base and 3 sides, 3 triangles leaned together at the same angle. When you make a tetrahedron equilateral, this means that all the line lengths, all of the distances involved, and all of the angles are exactly the same. And what you end up with, if you look at a tetrahedral as a true solid object, you remove it from a base orientation. In other words, you pick it up so that you can look at its base. In a tetrahedral, and there's other shapes that have this quality, but in a tetrahedral, and this is critically important to understanding, in a tetrahedral, you have 2 triangles leaned up against each other equally that form a third triangle. If you look at the blank side where there's no triangle that you've made yet, you end up with a solid idea of the tetrahedral. When you pick it up to consider this shape, and this is sacred geometry, people need to understand sacred geometry. It has a lot to do with your existence. You see another triangle. In essence, you have 4 triangles. When you take those triangular shapes, excuse me, and orient them to a circle or sphere, you will find what people have been looking for ages. Pythagorean tried it, couldn't figure it out. Many in secret societies have touted it. Many and most have not understood it. It is called the squared circle. Now, there is another shape that's similar to a tetrahedron called a pyramid. If you look at the Great Pyramid, you will find that it is equivalent to a squared circle. This means that the knowledge of these things, remember that knowledge apocalypse where you can't find it, you can't figure it out, it's held in secret, nobody says nothing? Well, that knowledge, this knowledge has been suppressed, it's been hidden away, it's been kept from people. The manner in which you create an arch has been hidden, held from people. The angle of the arch, in conjunction with the angle of the cut of the stone, using field stone. Now, field stone is a magnet, naturally occurring stone with magnetic properties. You can suspend, when you put these stones together correctly, you can suspend stones that normally shouldn't stand together. You're getting into the areas in the sacred geometry of the understanding of what the ancient stonemasons knew. Now, and this gets into the fun part, 3 is a perfect number. Why? Two people come together and gender a child. The number in the family is 3. This is a great mystery. You've heard this before if you are into biblical at all. You've heard this in the Quran. You've heard this in ancient lore from many belief systems. In the columnar, you follow the body, soul, spirit. The soul, or life force, is the catalyst between our physicality and intellect and the spiritual or psychic realms. These things were a part of normal society in ancient times. You knew what somebody's intent and purpose was before you ever even got close enough to say hello to them. These things are going to start coming back to us as we near the transition. People will find that they have abilities and capabilities beyond that which they thought they had. You're going to know, well, now, how did I know that? It's called telepathy. It's called mental powers. It's called the capability of discerning and understanding and collectively attending to thought. An idea someone might have at any distance does not have a limitation. That thought goes out hither, thither, and yon, all over the place. The intent and purpose of an individual is directly focused on and from that individual. You'll know whether or not they intend to scam you, go upside your head with a club and take your purse, or your money, or whatever, before you ever even get close. You can change to the other side of the street, go in the store, stand there and let that person go by and keep an eye on them so that they don't get a free shot at you. There's a lot of things that can be done. You know the heart of the individual, the core or beliefs of that individual, to the extent of what their intent and purpose is toward you. And it may be a curiosity of, no, that person's a little different. Maybe I'll just say hello as we pass. That also will be known. But back to this little number. You have 3 columns. Body, that's the mechanical aspect of the human being. You have soul, or life force, which is the intellect that operates the machine, and some of it you're not even aware of, called the autonomic portions of your anatomy where you breathe and your heart beats and you don't have to think about it. And then you've got soul, or you've got spirit. In the numerics, you'll find that that 30 occupies the central space. The central space meaning the soul, the capability to correlate between the fact that mom knows their kids hurt 2-3 blocks away. Yeah. And there's no way she can see. Nobody's told her. Nobody called her on the phone. She just knows. That is the aspect. That is a part of the understanding and knowledge that we are now going to find prevalent. You're going to find that you know things. But if you slow down at a certain spot, that rock that the big truck up ahead of you kicks up goes over the top of your car or off the road and then it doesn't go through your windshield. you're going to find these capabilities and thus be able to avoid a whole bunch of fun and games. This is also true of people. So, situations, people, things are growing as we come toward the transition. And this is just a very minor and very light introduction to a combination of numerics and sacred geometry. As I said, today, and I mean this very literally, the date today is a critical mass date, meaning that we have reached a point of no return in terms of being what we should have been, being aware as we should have been, coming to a point where we become familiar with and expect results that might be extraordinary, but the same results. As I said, these things were practiced at one time, openly and freely and expected within societies as they existed. So now you have the rest of what I wanted to expound upon today, and I think I'm ready for cues. Have we got a couple, Tom?
Yes, we have. Right. First question. Do you have any updates on Rick Light or Neil Keenan, please?
Yes, I do. Rick's doing fine. Busier than a cat trying to cover it up on the interstate, but other than that, he's doing okay. I hope he gets the sleep that he was looking for. He said that that was a premium. And I talked to Neil Keenan day before yesterday and today. Most of the BS, most of the fun and games and problems have been removed. And the rest of them are soon to be removed as well. We're in a position where the culmination of what we've been talking about is not only very near, but it's something that cannot be interfered with or stopped. In other words, they're not going to be able to delay, and they're not going to be able to intimidate people into taking incorrect actions any further. So, yes, there you go.
Okay. Will that follow the release of Nilu, or will that start before the release of Nilu?
It should be right about the same time. From what I can gather, that would be the best manner in which to address all of the situations involved in that. There are a lot of things on varying levels that are transpiring, as I said, right now, and they are in some ways critical, in some ways not. The individuals that are being involved now who understand what's going on are extraordinarily powerful individuals. This means that our base of understanding has gotten to the correct people, and by the correct people, I mean those who would help make sure that this works correctly as planned without interference or problems are the ones that are now coming on board. Something we've looked for a while, and until we got some things under control and some things dealt with, it was not possible. Now it's becoming possible. So I would suggest in the very near future there should be some definitive actions.
Very good. Somebody is asking, Drake, are you aware or where can I buy a bobble-headed Neil Keenan doll?
I would go on the internet. I'm sure there's one out there somewhere. I think Neil will probably get a good laugh out of it. I don't personally know of any sources for that, but you know, good luck. And if you find it, let us know. Yeah. There may be others that want one.
Yes, that would be cool. All right, Drake. Is it a fact that the U.S. is behind the Syrian problems, which leads me to believe they are preparing a false flag to start World War III?
Yes, we've been involved for quite some time, as have been many others. All of the groups involved that don't have a direct interest, in other words, they are foreigners to Syria, are of a Kabbalist origin. And that includes the Muslim Brotherhood, much to the fact that they don't like that. It's not my problem. The funding comes from CIA drug money and other origins that are not kosher, but it's there nevertheless. I would like to see all this. I would have loved to have seen all this dealt with a long time ago, but we're getting there. Next.
To add to that, Drake, when this person saying the U.S., I presume they're meaning the U.S. military. It's my understanding it's not necessarily the main U.S. military that's involved in Syria. Is that correct?
Yes. You have very rogue factions who believe that they are absolutely in charge, irrespective as to whatever position they hold. That they will forget about their responsibilities, oaths, et cetera, and go with the with an adverse action in order to further their position with the cabal. These people who take such actions, and they're from everywhere, are the same ones who do not feel that they are subject to any of the things that are coming. These are the people who feel immune to worrying about what happens to the balance of the population if they started a nuclear war. It's very simple. Next.
Right, okay. Drake, the government told the military to move all troops and support supplies in place and ready before October the 1st, 2013. Is Barack Obama getting ready to declare martial law, or is this the positive military getting ready to remove him from office?
It's the latter. They understand how close we are. It is also tactically a two-way street. In other words, nobody's going to definitively say we're coming after Big O. That'd be stupid. It is easier to allow them to believe what they want in terms of allowing them to believe that martial law is coming. Now, as I've stated before, anybody, and I don't care what group or individual it might be who decides to do something that stupid, is going to be attended to immediately. The good guys in the military are not going to tolerate that, and there's a lot more good guys than bad guys. So you can look for nothing of substance at this time. The keys to the kingdom are coming, and everybody will be notified at that point. Next.
Is our federal government being blackmailed with nuclear threat from Israel to attack Syria? And what is Israel's role in the cabal movement?
Well, the last part of that question would take about five different texts and some long reads to elucidate to. The role that Israel plays is that of the Zionist communists. And until the certain individuals whom are truly Zionist communists are removed by their own people, you're going to continue to have threats and innuendos. Now, what's transpired in certain ways is that when you go in and check on a device that you've hidden someplace in some country, you don't have the opportunity, you do not expose the device. You go into an area and detect certain things. You will not, as such, necessarily know whether or not that particular mechanism is operable. What has transpired is that a great deal of effort and time has been put into defusing most of these problem toys that people like to play with, whether it's on a political game or we're going to blow the whole frigging thing up, or we're going to release enough biotoxin that the whole world will suffer from it. Okay, that's something that is not really as much available presently as was in the past. Now, Israel has stated privately, and I'm going to make it public, that they had nukes pointed in all directions, and they were willing to fire on shoot one at everybody just to start World War III. Well, they'll find that they are going to have some problems shooting their missiles because the batteries will be dead. They're going to find that everything works except it can't fire. They're going to find that there are serious problems with their mechanisms of war due to the fact that ET won't allow it. And I fully and wholeheartedly agree and will do anything within my power to assist them in turning the nuclear weapons into chocolate pudding or confetti or whatever fun and games might be had. That stated, you also have to be able to light the fuse for the friggin' rocket. Well, when your matches don't light and the rocket don't light, it's kind of hard to shoot the turkey off. So negation of that kind of thing is more easily accomplished through advanced technologies than people realize. Hence, I'm going to suggest that Israel does not, as such, at this point, understand and know that their capabilities they have had are no longer in existence. Now, I would hope that the sleeper agent Mossad people here in the States have a serious spasm of activity. And I would suggest that if anybody wants to watch, they should pay attention to this activity. If you want to catch them, you want to find out where they are, you want to find out what they're doing, keep a close eye on them, and you'll see them scurrying down into sewers, up under basements, and all kinds of crazy places to make sure that their nukes can fire or that the biological agent will be dispersed and all this happy stuff. And I would suggest they're probably going to do that very soon, simply because what I just stated in terms of negating the devices, they haven't been told about that, not publicly until now. So let's see what kind of fun and games that starts. Next.
Yes, I would also like to add to that. Some of our politicians, both here and in Europe, with a conscience to come forward and oust these people with the dual nationalities with Israel. They're not, excuse me, they haven't got our best interests at heart. Please remove them. They're allied to Israel, not to America. And it's time for you to step up, show a conscience, and work for your country like you're paid to do. Remove these people. Next question. Right, Karen Hughes, who works for the World Bank, says in an interview with Ernest Hancock that there are 300,000 boots on the ground in D.C. ready to take over on October the 1st, and she will be there to see this won't happen. This made me question her credibility. Can you comment on this, please, Drake?
I would suggest that these people are considering such things. Be very careful. The military takes issue with people taking their own actions outside of the dictates of the plan. I doubt the military is going to put up with that. And yet they probably won't know that the military is even there until it's too late. In other words, you pull the gun out to shoot and somebody snatches it, that sort of thing. I will suggest that the things that people would like to have you believe are fear porn. A lot of it. The reason I say that is that very few at this point, and I mean very few, have the capability to hire the thugs because of the lack of finance. The financial reins have been pulled in extraordinarily. The accesses to capital have been cut off. This puts an extraordinary strain on everything. So, any operation or action that is not absolutely assured to be successful will not be attempted. I would suggest this falls into that category. Next.
Drake, on the Sunday, August the 31st show, you mentioned that we will probably end up with a cashless, electronic-only monetary system. Is this not what the Antichrist was supposed to use according to the Revelations? And how will my gold be worth anything?
Well, first of all, gold and silver are the basis for currency and valuation. In other words, you will be able to probably convert what you have in terms of holdings to a card that is a credit against what you have in holdings. Secondly, a lot of people think it's fun to play games with the Book of Revelations. The Book of Revelations, although included in the Bible, never should have been in there. There are reasons that I state this, that if someone really studies the Old Testament, will find out. When you study the Old Testament, you will find auxiliary writings and scrolls. Because some of the auxiliary writings and scrolls refer directly to the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Dead Sea Scrolls are some of the originals, meaning that things have been usurped, changed, altered, and rewritten to the benefit of an agenda. Do not forget that. This agenda, and this is the main one, has been around for about 3 million years. It's perpetrated. It's brought forth. It is extolled, and it is taught by the bad guys, like it or not. The Book of Revelation, if you look at what it deals with specifically, it is an outing to an individual. That means it is not necessarily something for public consumption. All of the rest of the scrolls, when you get into them, you have to look at the scrolls. You cannot use the Stephen's text. You've got to go back to where he got his information. You'll find that great portions of the information have been either changed, altered, or totally erased in order to give a particular slant to that information. Be very careful what you accept as gospel or absolute truth. As I said, this has been going on since the beginning. The bad guys are the ones who alter the original information that you find in the Bible and the Quran to fit their agenda of violence, separation, etc. You have to know the difference between the truth and what's not. You have to be able to discern, and discernment is easy. If whatever information or something you come across has a slight stink to it, that means it has spiritual halitosis or bad breath. There's a funky monkey in there somewhere, and you need to be able to find out what that is. It took me several years to find the information. It is not easy to find it, but it is there. It is present. It is available. It does take some study, and it does take some time. Most people want instant gratification, and a lot of the times, that's not going to be readily available. So, you know, think about it. Think if you really want to know the truth, and think whether or not you want to expend the time and effort to do what I'm talking about. If you do, then you will find the truth, just like I did. As I said, I didn't write this. An intercessor, and people like this art of things in terms of belief systems, an intercessor between the Creator and us is to give the absolute truth only. they are not to add their opinion. They're not to change things to suit some kind of agenda that they think is cool at the time. This is what has been done. Therefore, a lot of what you find, and if you want to start out with a simple proof, look at the Stevens text compared to the original text, and you'll find that whole sections of books have been added so that the information has a specific twist or turn or agenda to it. Not something that's good for anybody necessarily, but something they want you to believe so that they can exert control or power over you. You have to be very careful. Next.
Well, this next question goes in line with the previous one. Drake, some of the books of the Bible are authentic and some are not. Which ones are not? And what version of the Bible would you personally recommend?
Oh, good grief. That's
yeah, that's a tripper.
You're talking about several years of biblical study in order to understand the answer to that. Let me put it this way, and I'm going to mess up everybody's mind. You have a grouping called the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I'm gonna screw your mind over. Supposedly, according to historical record, each of these people existed sometimes at the same time, sometimes not quite, in terms of the time of the writing of these books. One problem with that, and that is when you start actually looking into research into when the books were written, you'll find that they were all written at the same time. Yeah, think about that. All written at the same time. And I'm going to tell you that historically, according to the historical record, that ain't possible. And yet, it's right there. And what's funny is, each and every last one has a little prologue that says so. Now, personally, I would take the Creator's word over just about anybody else's, period. And I intend to stick with that simply because I am willing to accept the truth the Creator offers. Now, as I said before, the truth is self-evident, and if you're looking for it, you can find it. And if you decide to really get into it, at the same time you discover that four of these books were written at the same time, and this is a mind-blower, you're going to find that there is a pattern found within it. That pattern will stipulate that it was written by a computer. And I'm going to leave everybody alone with that one, and you guys can just go all the crazy you want with it. But that is definitely something I predict for myself. I'm satisfied with that. I'd like to know, I guess the Creator's got a pretty good mainframe somewhere. That's the point. Let's go to the next question. This is too much.
Yes. Right. Senator Lindsey Graham has warned South Carolinians about the threat of a terrorist nuclear attack on the same day that our exclusive high-level military intel revealed to us that nuclear warheads were being shipped to South Carolina from a major Texas Air Force base under an off-record black ops transfer. Is this true, and are you able to comment, please, Drake?
Well, first of all, you're not going to find a nuclear attack on American soil or anywhere else as far as ET is concerned. That ain't happening. What that means is that the nukes won't work. Just that simple. You want to really get into the fun and games of it? Yes, there's going to be material, nuclear and otherwise, moved all over the place. You're going to find that most of this is supposedly not to be known. Now, you'll find that those nuclear materials are such that can be fitted to smaller rockets or missiles than an ICBM, meaning that they're going to be adjusted and set to act accordingly to, name a missile system, preferably smaller, preferably ship-launched. They would like to make it look like we are preparing for nuclear war. I'm going to suggest that that is pure porn at its highest. In other words, they're moving materials, and I would leave it just at simply that and nothing else. Next.
This is along the same lines, only in Syria. U.S. deployed nuke force before Syria crisis, reports Stu Webb. Oh, I think that says it all, really. One wing of B-2 bombers has already gone missing. Are you aware of this, Drake? And can you comment, please?
Yeah, I'm aware of it. Stu got some good information on that. We always have a tendency to back up rattling the saber with something pretty heavy in terms of force. Nuclear weapons are supposed to be the big thing, and so those are found in evidence through intel that's conveniently leaked to the enemy. Oh my goodness, they're putting bombers together right there on that Air Force base, and they got nukes on them. Oh my goodness. Okay, in order to frighten somebody into compliance with what they had in mind. I will suggest that nobody's going to be stupid enough to use these things. And even if they decided to try, they're going to have some serious technical difficulties. Next.
Drake, if Congress doesn't back Obama's plan to attack Syria and he does it anyway, might that be a blatant enough public action for the military to begin the sweeps? Or will they still wait for action from Neil Keenan?
Well, as I said before, any nasty action by this administration will be met with whatever is necessary in terms of subjugating. I have elucidated to the fact that Obama does not have the right, and I want this perfectly clear, nor does he have a legal standing to take that action on his own, period. There are certain requirements in order for a commander-in-chief to issue an emergency state of war and an attack on a sovereign nation, specifically that they're not a direct threat to us. That's first. They're not a direct threat to critical interests, and they have not attacked American forces. And so far, none of these have been met. Therefore, Mr. Obama does not have the right nor legal standing to take such action. If, and I hope the man's not stupid enough to do this, if he does, he has been warned that he will be immediately charged with treason and removed from office, along with anybody who supports him. So I would tell these people to be very cautious about any actions they take. And as I stated earlier, they run up to the edge and then they stop. They go, oh, we got to wait on such and such. Uh-huh. There's a reason for that. In other words, these are not hollow threats. These are not something to be paid no attention to. And now, you can ignore them. They speak, they don't mean nothing. Well, not this time. This time, too many people are adverse to the idea of bombing somebody back into the Stone Age on something that is a rumor at best, until such time as we have proof. And even then, do you take military action? That's a good question. Or do you put together a moratorium on all shipping? Do you put a no-fly zone in place? And I'm not talking about just us involved. I'm talking about the whole of NATO. I'm talking about all of the nations capable of flying an aircraft off an aircraft carrier, putting a couple of planes and pilots on so that we can split up some of this cost. The cost should not come to America alone. The United Nations needs to stipulate, yes, yay, nay, go or stay. That's part of it. Many have stated on an official basis, yeah, go for it. Well, no, you can't just, yeah, go for it. It's not a case where you can go kicking in the door and shoot somebody and get away with it. Don't work that way in this case. So I would caution, and I mean seriously caution, taking any action that does not fit what's legally and morally required in such a situation as this. So, you know, go from there.
Okay. Drake, we have heard rumors of UN troops and martial law being declared on October the 1st. Is this true?
Well, I'm going to say no. And the reason I'm going to say that is because the UN gets its troops from everybody. It does not have its own standing army. Our military and a great many of our law enforcement disagree with the idea. I know that there are quite a few militia out there who would definitely pick up their gun if that were the situation. And as I stated, if our military, if our current administration, our people in supposed power and representing us, decide to take such an adverse action, there's going to be an equal and opposite reaction directly against those who support it. In other words, you will be charged. And you're going to have, as I said, you have legal parameters dealing with Syria. You also have some great legal parameters dealing with martial law. So until somebody decides to get off their butt, make sure that everything links up correctly and is something that can be qualified where you can show cause and reason for doing so, it's a mute situation. Obama does not want to be removed from office. He does not want to be put in a FEMA camp. He does not want to be in there with a whole bunch of politicians that he probably didn't like very well anyway. He does not want it to foster that sweep early. And this is these are the reasons that I would suggest this is not going to happen. Next.
Right, Drake, we're at the top of the second hour. Are you ready for some music and a bit of a break?
That works for me.
Right, okay. We have two songs. That's going to last 8 minutes. We'll be back for the final hour after these next two songs. Bye for now.
You said that you've never been, but all the things our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Blue jeans, white shirt, walked into the room, you know you made my eyes burn. It was like Jane Dean, for sure. You're so fresh to death and sick of cancer. You're so drunk, but I grew up on hip hop. You fit me better than my favorite sweater. And I know that love is me, and love hurts.
Hi all, and welcome back to the final hour. Let me just shut that down. Alright, okay, that was a bit off. Okay, welcome back to the final hour of the Sunday update with Drake, and we're going to go straight back into more questions. Drake, is there any truth that the PPs have started distribution in the northeast of the USA?
That's an interesting question. I'll tell you what. I'll leave that one out there. I would like everybody to look into it and post it on our Facebook page, what you find. What we need to do, people, is simply offer a little free advertising for some of this ultra secret stuff, like the hideouts, people that you don't hear about, but pull the strings anyway. These ghosty meetings that never took place among the oligarchs who want to decide our future for us and things of that nature. You come across some real intel, and offer it up. I got no problem publishing it, as I have proven before. The thing that we have to look at is this. That is that we are at a point, and a critical point in society, where we can no longer afford to arbitrarily decide the fate of anyone other than our own. And that means us individually and our families and what's good for everybody instead of just a few. This is the crux of freedom. This is the crux of what we are trying to and attempting to accomplish with the show. I'm not going to pull punches anymore. I think I've proven that in terms of exactly the information offered. Anybody that cares to really look will find that it's valid. I get and will continue to get inside information into what's going on for two reasons. One of them is that I was involved with PSYOPs. I have their operational parameters and the capability of seeing through any kind of smoke screens they want to put up. Then the second part is that I have little birdies that chirp in my ear from time to time with little kernels of truth and fact that cannot be fictionalized. In other words, there are names and dates and places, exchanges of money, the whole nine yards, that goes along with this intel. I'm not going to pop anybody's bubble. They can all relax to an extent, but just know that because now that people are aware, they have to come looking. And I have found some of the most tenacious truth seekers in all of my life on our Facebook page, people that even disagree with me. They come up with the most bodacious, outlandish lops of garbage I've ever seen in my life, and they expect us to be stupid enough to just accept whatever they come out with. I think that's extraordinarily interesting and extremely humorous and fits in with the entertainment very well. Thank you very much. Next.
Yes. Drake, is it true the UN is part of the pyramid of power of the Vatican? And if so, will it be taken out of commission as the Vatican is brought down by the likes of Kevin Annett and papacy victim groups as well?
Yeah, you've got an interrelationship between those who claim ownership of everything and everybody that sort of goes along with each other and sort of disagrees with each other. If you look at the specifics, look at the details of what the Vatican says they own and are in charge of and have rights to, in comparison to what the UN says, you'll find that they are in large agreement. To include the loss of life necessary to sustain those who would rule us. Now, you have to do some digging when you get into the Vatican on that, because they're not coming out with that stuff. They want you to think that they are the bright and shiny and clean, white-dressed good guys all the time. And they are not. Like it or not, there's been a whole bunch of nasties that have come directly from the Vatican that have been perpetrated against all of the peoples of the planet, to include those who follow the Vatican. You need to be ever watchful as to all of a sudden somebody says this or that that negates a great line of tradition. One of those traditions would be the adversity to birth control. Well, that goes to individual self-control. And this is something that is and has not been, that is there, yet has not been taught. This is something that has been allowed to go by the wayside. The recent explanations by the Pope should make that perfectly clear. All of a sudden, homosexuality is not something he should judge. Well, is it judgeable? What does the book say in terms of the original text. The original text says that it is up to the individual to make their decisions as to how they should be, not another person. So he's correct. And yet, there goes a tradition. Does our offer of freedom of religion stand true? If so, then the right of the church or churches or belief systems involved to either offer or not offer birth control should be left to those individuals making the decision. This is a simple case and one of the most obvious to anybody who follows church or has a belief of a governmental entity telling you what to believe. This is called thought police. And this is something that definitely needs to be attended to. Next.
Right. After the financial reset, how long do you think it might be before those of us who lost all our life savings in 2008 to 2009 might be able to be homeowners again?
It should be fairly quickly. Now, the ideology may not fit. By that, I mean that the restructuring of the financial system and getting used to the truth in terms of financial operation may take a little time. Exactly how long depends upon how quickly we get the original legalities restored. As soon as those are restored, then a person who has lost everything should be able to at least get redress or compensation from those who took what they had originally possessed. I mean, at the very worst, you can get your house back, that sort of thing. Whether or not they'll be able to, we will be able to garner finance from these individuals to the extent of recompense or payback is questionable. We do not know how far they went in terms of disposal of the funds involved. But you're looking at a reset on a basis never heard of before, and due to the fact that it is a new area to an extent, new ground to be covered, this may take a little more time than some people might want to allow. However, it will be addressed. Next.
Right. This person sent a quite detailed email, and I've broken it down a bit. But basically, he wants to move his family and would like to partake in a farming community. And basically, what he wants to know, will him and his family have the opportunity to do so following the changes?
Okay, which kind of a family?
He wants to join a communal farming community, move out of the city and be in a farming community.
Okay. People are going to find that the idea of a communal lifestyle is going to become very much prevalent. The reason for this is that people who have certain talents, when applied within a group, have a tendency to be able to help support that group. Now, this does not mean that you're going to be the only person sewing buttons on or cleaning dishes or farming or whatever. What this means is that each individual needs to learn to share, and by that I mean the efforts shared with people as a group. You can, in that manner, become independent of any other influence. You put yourself in a unique position of being self-sustaining. This is where you have a blacksmith. This is where you have the capability of making tools. This is a situation where a computer design engineer could get into the 3D printing of parts for engines or whatever that would help support something that is a group of people who agree to sharing their efforts and labor and talents. It's not for everybody. That's something I want to make very clear. However, monetarily, as we shift away from a value-oriented society of monetary basis to one of a value-oriented society in terms of production, in terms of a trade item, you'll find that the communal type of lifestyle is pretty nice. It offers a real result from directly from your labor. It offers a an opportunity to not have to pay somebody to watch over you, such as the nanny state governmental problems we have now. And thus, we will have less government and more of a people orientation, more of a humanitarian type of situation. A person who could not, for whatever reason, do it for themselves in some ways, could have things done for them, and yet at the same time, what they can do might be something that could be critical to the group as a whole, whether they're putting nuts and bolts on a screw or whatever, doesn't matter. There are always some kind of something someone can do. And when you have a group, it takes less and less of whatever your efforts or production is in order to support a very minimal amount of these people who cannot think for themselves. The problem we have right now is we have a huge monkey on our back called the governments of the planet. These have a tendency to take what they do not have a right to, and they say it's all nice and legal and cool and all that. Well, it ain't. These things will be attended to and fixed in a permanent and very open manner. People will be able to see what's going on. They'll be able to understand that we no longer have to have animosity between differing peoples and governments on a competition basis, because you're not going to be directly competing for that monetary system. You're going to be competing for, if I got good beans, I can trade them for goats, or whatever the case may be. What's a hamburger worth? Is that one handkerchief? I mean, you know, these kind of things have to be taken into consideration. And when the hamburger chain has enough handkerchiefs, what does the trade change to? You know, and you go from there. This is going to take some time and have to be worked out. It's not going to be a real easy thing to accomplish. We are going to get offers of several styles, several structures, in terms of a cashless society that we can use portions of at different times in order to slowly wean us off of the idea that the dollar is God or whatever problems we have with that, to a point where it's the individual who has the say over their efforts, their labors, their blood, sweat, and tears involved in whatever they're doing. And then, as we no longer have to concentrate our talents and genius towards fixing these great problems that we've had for so long, where's the next area? Well, I would suggest that looking into solving the, quote, social ills of the planet would be a good place to go. Next.
Yes, to add to that, it's all largely to do with what is value and what is your understanding of value. What value do you place on certain things? That will be the way going forward. And it's as Drake said, it's less to do with competition with people. That is what's driven us apart. We must compete with everybody else. No, we must share with everybody else. That is the way forward, and understanding value in its proper terms in our way, not theirs, will help us going forward tremendously. Next question. Drake, I noticed on the front cover of the USA Today an article stating that the NSA has cracked internet privacy, including all kinds of encryption. Does this mean that the government is invading our privacy and monitoring us? Yep.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a long time. What you have now is a situation where everybody's being told about it. For the very first time, finally, people are beginning to listen. Back in the 50s, and this is back in the day, way back machine, however you want to look at this, there was a book put out called The Hidden Persuaders. And The Hidden Persuaders stipulated exactly what it goes into the little thing called advertising. Advertising or use of information by retail concerns is where the information is generated. What this means is that NSA and all these other government agencies simply make a request and off and down the road you go. Well, what does that do? What does that do? That means that everything they want to know about you is available. So you haven't had privacy since the 40s and 50s. That's when they started this. And it's gotten steadily worse. The more electronics you use, the more easier it is for them to listen to everything that you think, do, or say. And so you buy something, okay, and if you don't pay cash, they know who you are. They know what color it was, what kind it was, and all this, and you start seeing pop-up ads on your computer directed at you specifically. That takes a lot of money and a lot of time, but if you get the right program, it does it automatically. That's all NSA is telling you. We now automatically know what color of underwear you wear, which leg you put in first, et cetera. And I think it's I think it's a great entertainment, but these people don't have anything better to do. I would like to see them take their talents and capabilities and actually quit supplying the DEA with false information, and so that they can come up with false cases, as has been proved that they have been doing. I think it would be excellent if the entities involved in the falsification of information were turned out. And by that, I mean hang their friggin' laundry out in public. This is why I want people to look into things. You find something, let us know. We'll see about putting it out there. Everybody has the right to know that they're being listened to, watched. I mean, you see the cameras. You see the, you know about the internet. You know about your emails not being private any longer. You know about your phone calls. No expectation of privacy. Really? Well, guess what, Supreme Court? You just overstepped your limitations. Oops. Yeah, you really did. You stepped in it. And I hope it ends up stinky. And the thing you got to understand is all of these things will be attended to. The Supreme Court's going. Yeah, think about it. The Justice Department is going to be totally revamped. New people. And these are not going to be people to be screwed with. And they're not going to put up with that. No government is going to survive this who thinks that they have the right to play proctologist with the general public. Next.
Yes, to add to that, just because you are now aware that the government is watching and listening, please don't cower into fear. You know, we have grown significantly around the world. Safety in numbers. Don't back down to these people. You know, I'm sure they're aware. We're watching and listening to them as well. Okay, Drake, what do you think about the latest anonymous message about November the 5th being significant?
What was that date again?
November the 5th. It's quite a significant day. November 5th. It's a significant day in England where by a guy called Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the Parliament a long time ago. And so it's kind of celebrated every year with fireworks and whatnot and bonfires. Might be a good idea for this year as well.
I would suggest they shoot fireworks rockets up and down some subway tubes and some sewers and whatnot, just for the fun of it, to give people a real charge. Okay, what do I think of it? Actually, I kind of like the idea in terms of an individual being able to attend to a whole lot of things. People don't understand what an individual can do. Look at what happened when that became popular. Look how many masks came out and how many people said, and huge groups. I'm anonymous. It would be nice not to have to go to those extremes. And I don't think we will have to. My understanding is that there are forces in place in 20-some countries, and these are the major players, in order to do the same thing that we're planning to do here. What do I think of it? I think it ought to be celebrated. Absolutely. I think that people should watch the movie, V for Vendetta. I think people should look up the intent and reasons for the actions that were supposed to be taken. I would love to see that sort of explosiveness in terms of the attitude of back me up against the gates of hell because I won't back down kind of thing, as Tom Petty stipulates in this song. When people get to the point, as stated in a certain movie clip, I'm mad as hell and I ain't taking it no more. I'm a human being and I deserve a combination of respect and dignity that is not being offered by any of our representative governments. When people start realizing that they are out for their own and not interested in our better condition, then and only then should it be something that we shy away from in any way, shape, or form. We should simply stand. Now, in many cases, you'll find that the mere presence, and it can be a silent protest, and I'm telling you, if you want to scare somebody badly, a silent protest is the way to go. If thousands of people show up, and you don't have to have a spokesperson or anything, just let them know why you're showing up. We object to this person holding office. We'll be there. And thousands of people show up and just stand there and stare. You want to cause some kind of woolly booger, boogeyman unrest. Believe me, that does a good job. It does it in a large way and sometimes in a permanent way. You'll find that a lot of your protectors in law enforcement and people of that nature can't handle that. They will resign a few days later. They don't want the idea of something coming out of the darkness and saying no. They don't want the idea of the monster under the bed from when they were a kid actually showing up in person. And believe me, it is scary when things of this nature are done. Be careful as to how you do it. Follow a very carefully designated script of you don't say nothing, you don't do nothing. You could light a candle maybe or, something simplistic. Nothing more than that. Just stand there and stare. You start filling the streets and you're going to start being noticed. You start objecting in that nature to someone holding office, and that person will be removed. The first part of that probably what they will think is it's unsafe. These guys are going to do something nasty. I can just tell. And they're going to run and hide somewhere. Well, that is, in effect, to an extent, a form of removal from office. So think about these things. Go ahead and consider making them active. If you have several contacts within several groups, it might only take a few hundred people to show up. Somebody says move, well, then you move. What do? You know, walk around in circles. As long as you're moving, they said move. Well, you got to go up and away from here. You got to go about a block down. Well, that's simple. People that have been told that, go about a block down. The other ones a block down, move up to the front. It's not difficult. When they understand that you're not giving it up, what do? Well, they can't take physical, they will not take physical actions, nasty ones specifically, against an individual who is being peaceful. 99 times out of 100, you'll not find that. You'll find a very nervous group of people in supposed command who are going to say, wow, we really don't like this. We're not sure what they want. Well, has it been stated? Try stating it. This person needs to go. And then just all of a sudden start showing up. It can be a few each night. It can be hundreds. It can be thousands. Whatever it takes. Believe me, the idea of a sit-in strike, that's a little different, but along the same lines. If you don't clog up the thoroughfare, block the sidewalk, you keep moving, just walk around in circles. It confounds them as to what to do with that. Next.
Yes, whilst it would be a rather good day for Anonymous, I think we are all hoping something happens before November the 5th. Maybe that will be a world party day. That would be good. Right, Drake, is there any truth to the prediction of a utility blackout drill next month? And is this another potential false flag?
No. You're not going to have a blackout. You're not going to have the problems that people allude to from the simple fact that anybody that takes an action like that is going to be removed and replaced with people who will not be that. This is a part of the plan, as I have stipulated. Somebody turns the power plant off, we got people that won't go in there and turn it back on. Hopefully nobody is stupid enough to get in the way. If they are, then they will be attended to. And I have seen a variety of military in action. And I would not want to stand armed opposed to any of them. Just that simple. And I would suggest these people who would cause these problems that they might want to consider what's going on before they take such actions. Next.
Drake, is James McBride of DivineProvince.org the DeJour Master Postmaster General of North America, as he has stated? That's James McBride. Is he the Postmaster General? Is he for real and legit? And the answer is yes. Okay.
I've dealt with that, and the answer is no. Anybody who bothers to research it and look at the real paperwork, what it takes, how that office is acquired, will realize that this guy is self-appointed and thinks he's all that, and he ain't. Quite simply, he don't work that way. The postmasters make the decision, not an individual. You may not assume, and this is something people need to understand, you may not assume any given office without the correct pretext. Now, what that means is that even if a situation arises on a legal basis where a seat or an office has been vacated, no one is allowed to be self-appointed into an office of that sort of nature. And this included being appointed by somebody who decided to self-appoint themselves into another office. So the ideology of exercising the situation of du jour has to be within the legal parameters stated originally. I have not found any of these to be the case so far in fully Postmaster General. Next.
Drake, when Attorney General Eric Holder, Ben Bernanke, as well as Hillary Clinton are all arrested, who will actually do the arresting of these criminals? Will it be the federal marshals?
Federal marshals will be involved. We're going to have an inspector general action that is autonomous, meaning that when an individual oversteps their authority and starts infringing upon the authorities stated in the Constitution, they may be attended to in terms of an arrest. So you're going to have the inspector general primarily responsible. Now, the inspector general has a choice in certain specific cases to either listen or not to an administration. In certain cases, the administration might feel that they want to keep these people, and if there is sufficient cause, the inspector general does not have to abide by that order, because the order becomes as bogus as that person's standing in terms of their office. Next.
Drake, the White House states that they have proof that Assad had something to do with the chemical attacks in Syria when it was quite clearly Al-Qaeda rebels. Are the U.S. military stationed near Syria aware of this?
Oh, absolutely. There may be involvement until we have definitive proof. You're going to have to wait for some kind of official ruling. I will suggest, and I will do this as strongly as possible, I want to see the absolute proof. Forget all the BS, forget all the assumptions, and forget all the opinions. I want to see the absolute proof. If you have absolute proof, then definitive action against those individuals responsible should be taken. Now, whether that is a military response or not, in my book, is questionable. I don't know that you could correctly direct a military response against specific individuals, especially if you don't and are not absolutely sure who exactly they are. It might be that sanctions and or, you could formulate a siege where no traffic is allowed in or out of the country and see who survives. There are a lot of ways to attend to these kinds of problems. If it is found that the current administration and president is involved in actions of that nature, then, yeah, that person needs to be attended to directly. And I do not mean going there with a drone strike and blowing him up and killing. I mean taking him into custody so that he can answer his crimes. Let the people of the country decide what his disposition should be. What do they want to do? Hang him from the nearest lamppost? Torture him over a period of years? These decisions are up to the individual. And as I stated before, from what I have been able to find, it was a rogue unit, a paramilitary or militia-type unit, made up of people who knew how to do it, people who could get them in, this sort of thing. So very specialized. And so, you know, who are these people? We need to identify them. Then we need to take them into custody and offer them the possibility of some kind of compensation. In other words, a mitigation of sentencing or something of this nature in return for their testimony. You know, you show me the proof, and we'll only give you 500 years, not 10,000. or whatever the case may be. We won't execute you. You just get life in prison. With the possibility of parole after 10, 15 years or something. No, there are ways to elicit a response, but you're talking absolute proof. You're talking documentation. You're talking corroboration. Not just hearsay and we think and, oh, we know for sure that they did it. We just can't prove it yet. Well, then it don't hold water. And this is where we're at right now. Next.
Drake, what is your opinion or the motive or agenda for the free cell phones and minutes that are being given by the company called SafeLink? Is there a motive or agenda behind it?
There can't be a yes, and there might not be, so it's a yes and no situation. Take a close look at what you're dealing with. See how it fits. If anything does not seem like it's in order, don't go for it. It's not difficult. Next.
Putin of Russia has gave Obama the following warning. If the U.S. attacks Syria, Russia will bomb Saudi Arabia because Saudi Arabia has been supplying arms and drugs to Syrian rebels. Is this why Obama reversed his policy?
You're going to find deterrence put on the table that may not even exist in reality. I will suggest that this sort of standoff tactic is a deterrent put on the table and only to be used as a deterrent. You do this and I'll do that. Mine's bigger than yours. That sort of thing. So you have to understand that these things may come out as convenient leaks in order to cause certain reactions or adjustments of agendas. The agenda was to go right in. The idea that somebody might retaliate against one of our allies has a tendency to throw some cold water on that. The idea that we can end up in a tussle with Russia is not something we want to do. That screws up the balance of powers thoroughly. So I will suggest that you're going to find a lot of threat, innuendo, fun and games, and you be this and I be that sort of bantering back and forth. It's like name calling. There's been some name calling that I thought was pretty extraordinary. I find it funny when heads of state, you know, if you and anybody that looks like you at the end of the argument. I think that's extraordinarily entertaining and hilarious. Whether these things are really truthful and really real, I don't know. Anybody who loses the humor in it needs to really take a closer look at their sense of humor. I think Putin could probably handle Obama in hand-to-hand without too much trouble. We would have to see. I think it would be an interesting fight, and I would want the video. I think that would be a good way to settle some things in terms of who can do what to who and to what extent. I think that if the leadership is so adamantly disagreeable, lock them in a room for a while and see who comes out still spouting what they went in saying. I think it would be interesting to lock them in a room and have a referee in there, and you can't touch each other. We're going to discuss this. We're going to try to do this in a realistic fashion. We're going to deal with this on the level of not having the right to commit the lives of our troops into something that you're the only one that likes it. We've got the numbers are running 60-70% against going in this area right here in the U.S. of A. So where does that put Obama? Well, public opinion says no. the majority of our representatives, and there is a majority, also say no. The legislation is even more unpopular. It's running 80% or better, no, because of the, oh, well, if they do this, we can do that, and no. And, you know, it goes on and on. It's a very, I don't know, entertaining back and forth. Keep a close eye on it. Anybody could screw it up at any time by pushing the wrong button. Next.
Drake, I've always felt that Benghazi was covered up because of illegal CIA operations supplying arms and drugs to Syria via Turkey. To date, we have never been told of where Obama was at the time of the incident. The question is, did Hillary give the order to stand down and not help our men? And why have the men on the ground never been interviewed?
I think I covered that under a thing called knowledge apocalypse. They don't want you to know the truth because it incriminates them. I'll stipulate this very simply. Everybody knew what was going on. People even knew in advance that there was going to be a problem. People that could help were told not to. And until we start adjudicating those dinks that were supposedly in charge and responsible, we probably aren't going to get the answers we really want. This is the same sort of thing goes with the IRS. This is the same sort of thing that goes with Eric Holder's Fast and Furious. There are a great number of problem people in high office that should not be there. There's a great problem with those people such as Valerie Jarrett who decides that they can cause international problems simply because their pantyhose is too tight or whatever other arbitrary reason they might come up with. I personally see things when I in that new light that others can't. It should have been seen that Egypt was nothing more than an advertising scheme to subjugate what's coming. It should have been seen that Fast and Furious was called into operation by the highest levels. This should have been known. It has been sufficient time for them to have done what they want with a lot of the information. I don't have any idea where those individuals are at, but yeah, it'd be nice to have an interview with them. Trouble is that they don't want you to know, so they're not going to do it, and there's no way at this point to force them without adjudicating the individuals that should be investigating. Dereliction of duty, you're getting removed. What do you mean? Well, you go interview these guys, bring us some information, some intelligence, tell us what's going on, or, you know, go home. You start doing that, and you're going to thin out the government considerably. You're going to have people go to jail that should have already been there, that are wandering the streets loose. until we attend to these things on a realistic basis, you're not going to see a lot happening in terms of truth. Just that simple. Next.
Drake, we have a problem in the U.S. concerning education. It's called Common Core and some other name to hide it, and is destroying our education system. When the changes arises, will the education be changed and this problem disappear?
It is not going to go away easily, and it will take some time, but yes, it's going to be attended to. That is one of the things on the list, and it's not exactly the highest priority. There are some other things that offer a little higher priority, but yes, it's on there, and yes, it's solid, and yes, it's going to be changed dramatically. I'm looking forward to it myself. Next.
Okay, where are we? Drake, can the military stand down and refuse to fight? And if so, can it or will it cause civil war?
I doubt that it would come to the extent of causing civil war. Now, as far as standing down and refusing to fight, without the correct legal precedent, an order from a commander in chief, as an example, loses its legal authority, meaning that the military does not have to obey bogus orders. So yes, they can tell Obama no. When the parameters are not followed correctly, it alleviates the problems with the responsibility of taking such action. I think our military is easily intelligent enough to understand and act on this correctly. I hope that they do. Next.
Right, we have 1 minute left before the music. So the final question will be, Drake, do you still plan to give a 48-hour green light notice before the start of the action against the cabal?
Abso-friggin-lutely. I wouldn't have it no other way. And there's going to be several notifications that will come out everywhere. When I hit that button and it says green light, and I hit the other button and it says red light, you are going to see a terrible amount of action, and I'm looking forward to it. Until such time as these things come about, I just got one thing to say. You're done.
Right. Thanks very much for that, Drake. Another very informative show. We hope you all that were listening have enjoyed it. We'll be back on Wednesday with Tanath, Sunfire, and Drake. And my name is Thomas Williams. I'm going to leave you with one song. And goodbye and good afternoon.
Be